our healthy headlines and more. Thanks to guests on behalf of the Kent County Health Department. This is National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week. We talk about it. Chandy Colley on behalf of the Kent County Health Department, you with Community Wellness Division. Good morning to you, Chandy.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Paul Hahn, I know you do good things with the Get Your Lead Out program and more. How are you spending your days today?
Well, we're really promoting National Lead Poisoning Prevention Awareness Week. So that's this week, and we want to make sure that folks know about the hazards of lead poisoning and get the straight dip on what's going on here in Kent County.
How are things with healthy homes?
They're going really well. We are keeping plenty busy. Lots of new opportunities on the horizon. Not so favorable news, though, is we're seeing a little uptick in kids being lead poisoned here in Kent County.
Hence the reason we put this emphasis. Chandy, tell me about the Community Wellness Division of a health department.
Yeah, I oversee the lead program and I oversee the refugee program at the health department. There's several other departments that serve the community in the wellness area.
Great, keeping us well. Thank you for that. Let's get into our conversation. This National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week has a theme. So let's talk about, first of all, the theme and the importance of getting our home tested, Paul.
Well, that's really the trick is to, we do want to test kids to make sure they're safe, but if we can get out in front of it and find those sources of lead in the environment before kids get poisoned, that's really super important. So we have a number of opportunities to check houses.
The theme, lead-free kids for a healthy future. So how may kids be, how do kids get lead in their system, Paul? A blunt question.
Well, really, it's a lot of it in our county is the dust in the home that comes from old lead-based paint and from other sources of lead in our environment. While water certainly contributed to the situation in Flint here in Kent County, water is really, really a minor thought. It's really about paint and dust and soil.
Yep. I want to get more into the facts. How do we get our home, and before we do that, I guess the question to you, Paul, is how do we get our home tested?
Well, there's a number of different ways to do that. Kind of the Cadillac version is available to folks if they want to buy it on the private market, of course. Mm-hmm. But for folks where financial resources may be a little more tight in the city of Grand Rapids, we do have some federal resources mm-hmm. through the Get the Lead Out program to help people check their homes and then get them repaired. And we're on the horizon of seeing also some resources for families on Medicaid countywide. Mm-hmm. Those things should be coming up in the next few months.
Mm-hmm. And Chandy, you ask us to get our children tested. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it's really important to make sure that children between 1 and 2 years of age have been tested. That's typically when pediatricians will do a simple blood test on the kids at 1 and 2. So parents should ask their pediatricians if they've had that done.
How does one not go into panic mode if there's a positive test?
Well, no lead is safe lead. The CDC looks at a level of 5 as when we might see some harmful effects. But, you just want to make sure you get the lead test. And then we can we have a nurse on staff that is able to go and do home visits with parents and inform them on ways they can prevent further lead exposure and get their home lead safer.
Again, how old? What were you?
Between one and two years of age. Yeah.
Why that?
That's when children's brains are forming, and it's just a very formative years of development when they absorb the most lead.
Let's go back and forth between some of these facts that are important to know. Nearly 500,000 kids living in the U.S. have elevated blood levels that may cause significant damage to their health.
This is true, and Kent County is one of the highest in Michigan.
Okay. Obviously, I'm going to ask why.
We have a large stack of homes that was built before 1978, which is when lead-based paint was outlawed.
Do I, as an adult, need to worry about this?
Not as much. You'll see the effects more in children. The effects on children typically are more neurological and behavioral. You'll see lower IQs, hyperactivity, anemia, hearing loss.
What about pregnant women?
And pregnant women also need to be concerned because they can pass lead to the fetus.
Paul, lead is, finish this sentence. It's found in the air, soil, water, yes?
Yeah, but again, I'm going to go back to just really that household dust where kids, you know, we talked about 1 and 2 years of age, they're starting to crawl around. And, excuse me, I remember when my kids were that small and they were sticking everything in their mouths and hands, Cheerios, you know, you name it. And if that lead dust is on those hands, those toys, whatever they're sticking in their mouth, it gets ingested.
And again, my notes tell me that, as you're mentioning, approximately 90% of Kent County's lead poisoning cases are due to lead paint and lead dust rather than the water.
Right. You know, I even think of a family we worked with on Lafayette Northeast, and their home was in immaculate shape. They had new replacement windows, and they had no peeling paint on the outside of the house. Mm-hmm. But yet there was this load of dust that had gotten in there over the century, basically. The house was built in the late 1800s. And that lead dust is heavy, and it just stayed in that house. And just cleaning out that lead dust is really important. And it's not the kind of thing that cleans up with necessarily conventional house cleaning. I mean, you really got to go at it.
Yes. Chandi, children's blood lead levels increase a lot rapidly, even before they're a year old here, I see. Is the blood test that detects the different blood levels here?
Yep. They'll usually start with a capillary blood test, which is just a little poke on the finger. And if that's elevated, then they'll want to draw some blood from the vein. And that will give you an accurate reading and be able to determine what steps to take from there.
Is this something that pediatricians test for?
Yep. Typically, most pediatricians do. If you find that your pediatrician hasn't done that, we're happy to call your pediatrician and send them the CDC recommendations.
Nice. Most important step parents take is preventing that lead exposure. What's my house date? Get my homes tested if built before?
Well, certainly if it's built before 1960, but they banned lead-based paint in 1978. We see the highest risk in that pre-1960s housing. And we have, for a very short period of time yet, we have some free lead test kits for parents that are interested, and we can connect parents to those through the end of the month of October here.
Any other special opportunity? I mean, this is National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, correct?
Correct.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the opportunities are, you know, that lead testing, both of the kids with their pediatrician and at the health department, and then these lead test kits that we have, about another 25 left, so first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have to get the lead out program to remove the hazards from houses. And so if you're in the city of Grand Rapids, have a kid with a high lead level, there's going to be no cost as a homeowner. Mm-hmm. If you're a landlord, you can still take advantage of the program, helps improve the value of your property and makes it safe so you don't have to worry about those kiddos who live there. It's a great opportunity. We're taking applications and ready to go.
And Chandi, obviously, I would think one could be tested for lead all year long at the health department.
Yep, they can call us at any time. Our number is 616-632-7063, and that's right to the lead department, and we'd be happy to help them.
Paul, is the Get the Lead Out program still program under Healthy Homes?
So we collaborate with the health department here and with the city of Grand Rapids. They're our big time player here because they handle the federal contract and they work with the contractors to get the homes fixed. So certainly got to give a shout out to the city of Grand Rapids for the fabulous work they've done on this.
What other resources do you have to share, Chandi?
They can access our Facebook page, so Kent County Health Department Facebook page, and also our website, accesskent.com. We've got information about National Lead Prevention Week.
Paul, your final word?
Just get those houses checked out as well as getting the kiddos tested. We want to check on both levels. Yep.
You got your sign for your picture here?
Absolutely. Yes. We'll be on Facebook with you later on today, Shelley.
Yes, you will. Well, thank you very much, Chandra Colley and Paul Hahn, on behalf of National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, the keyword prevention, but certainly get yourself tested as needed. Chandi and Paul, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.